everyone, and welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making meat buns, and I wanted to show you different ways of presenting the meat buns. I have a recipe here that we are going to discuss. First, let's discuss the ingredients. For the dough, I have 2 cups of white flour, all-purpose flour. Then I have some homemade ghee that I'm gonna be using. You could use butter, margarine, or Crisco if you like, but I like using a little bit of ghee in my cooking. And then I just have a little bit of warm water here that we're gonna be adding our yeast and sugar to. So we're gonna be doing a pinch of salt, some yeast, sugar, 1 egg, and just regular warm, lukewarm milk to bind the dough. Now, before I start with doing the dough, let's quickly go ahead and discuss the ingredients we're gonna need for the filling. So what we wanna do is, after I bind the dough, we're gonna let it rest for 20 minutes, and we're gonna have this ready also. So let's go ahead and discuss the ingredients in that. For that, I'm going to be using olive oil, tomato paste, mustard seeds, curry leaves, cumin, lemon pepper, some garam masala, some turmeric, and just beef that I've shredded, and then I put it in the food processor and I've made it a little fine. You can use anything for the filling. You could do chicken, you can do potatoes, anything you like. I just like seasoning my meat, so when you eat the meat pies, you've got a really good seasoning in there. It's not bland. So we'll come back to preparation for that a little later on, but first let's go ahead and bind our dough for our bread, the buns here. And I have my oven preheating at 350 degrees, so I've got my white flour here, and in the meantime what I'm going to do is I'm just going to add the sugar in the water here, and I'm going to add the yeast. Now the sugar is food for the yeast, so we're just going to give it a little bit of a head start here. Let me grab a spoon real quick, and I'm just gonna mix this together, and we're gonna just leave it on the side until it becomes a little nice and frothy, and I'll show you that part when we get to it. So in the meantime, what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna add a pinch of salt, one egg, and then I'm going to start binding the dough. Next, I'm going to start adding my milk, and then we'll come back to the ghee. You want to add just a little bit at a time, so you don't have like a whole lot of liquid and less of the flour. Okay, we're going to go ahead and add a little bit more, then we're going to add the ghee. Now, I have it where it is not come together, but it's in clumps. At this time, hope you can see that, it's just in clumps. It's not come together yet. So I'm gonna go ahead and add some ghee in here. Now I'm gonna give it a mix. And it's coming together really good. gonna make
flatten it like so. Go ahead and add your yeast and sugar mixture in there. Now your mixture is going to be wet like this. Don't add more flour in there yet. We're just going to knead it. Mix it until it'll come together, and if we need to, we can always add a little more flour in there. But the softer the dough, the buns are going to be really nice and soft. I'm gonna cover this, I'm gonna come back, I'm gonna show you how we're gonna do the filling mixture. So we're back, the dough is resting at this point. We're gonna wait until it rises. In the meantime, let's go ahead and make the filling. For the filling, what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna add a little bit of olive oil. Not too much, about a tablespoon. Now to that, I am gonna go ahead and add some mustard seeds. And we're gonna wait till they start crackling. Once our mustard seed starts crackling, we'll go ahead and add our curry leaves in there. Our turmeric. Our garam masala. Lemon pepper. And some tomato paste. We're just gonna let the tomato paste cook just for a little bit. And we can smell the spices already in there, the garam masala and the turmeric. Going to go ahead and add a little bit of salt or to taste. And before we stuff it, we're still going to do another taste test. All right. And look at how the color has changed from the red to dark, like, or almost maroonish. And at this point, I'm going to go ahead and add my shredded meat or crushed beef in there. You could use ground beef, chicken, anything you like. And I'm just going to add a little bit of water. Just a little bit. You don't want to add too much that it gets really wet, but just enough for the meat to kind of soften up just a little bit and absorb all the spices. And basically that's all I'm gonna do. Once this cools down, now you could also add chopped onions in there if you like. So this is done. And so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna shut the stove off, and we are now going to wait for our dough to puff and for our meat to cool down completely before we start stuffing it, and then we're gonna bake it in the oven. So I'm gonna see you back here in about 20-25 minutes. So we're back and our dough is really puffed really well. So I'm gonna transfer it onto my board here. It's nice and soft. Now I'm gonna be showing you a couple of different variations of how you can do the same method, just a little different each time with maybe a different filling, so you'll have a whole different recipe. And so we have our filling right here that we made previously, and it's cooled down. And then just grab any spray shortening that you have and just spray your tray. My oven has been preheating at 350 degrees. So what I'm gonna do here is I'm just gonna take a little bit of the dough. And we'll see, if we need to add flour in there, we'll go ahead and add a little bit of flour. Roll it out. Now these can be made as big or as small as you like. So I'm gonna do one where we're gonna shape it up really nice. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and add our filling in here. Like so. And like I said, you could add onions in there if you like, into the filling. Move the filling, not to the middle, but a little bit above, more on the top. Okay, then what you wanna do is you wanna take this part and you wanna fold it. Make sure you put all the filling inside. And then you just wanna close it off like so. Just make sure that it's in really nice. Then either you could take a knife or just a pastry cutter, and you want to make slits just like so. Okay, then you want to come around and tuck it inside like so on the other end. So I'm going to turn it so you can see it here. So you bring it back all the way and tuck it in, bring it back. Tuck it in. Just like so. I'm gonna put this on top, and you can turn it like a U shape. And then what another thing that you could do and remember when the dough is soft, your buns are gonna come out really nice and moist and soft. If your dough is hard or stiff, they're gonna come really hard and stiff. So you just wanna have your dough really nice and soft. Okay, so what I'm gonna do here, I'm gonna make a circle. And if there's excess dough on the side, I'll just trim it in the end. So then what I'm gonna do here is I'm just gonna fill the filling in the middle. Like so. Then bring up all the ends. And we're gonna close it. Just like that. Just like you're making a bun. Now you don't want to have too much excess dough down here because it's just going to be too doughy then. So then what I'm going to do is make sure that it's sealed really well. Now, I don't know if you can see, but you see how it's opening up there? So I'm just going to take some dough and we're going to fix that. So we're going to make sure that none of the filling comes out. Okay, now it's okay if it's imperfect here. We're gonna turn it around. And then what we're gonna do is grab my shears and we're just gonna make some slits. One, two, three, four, five, six. And we're gonna leave it here, and then we're gonna stick it in the oven. We're gonna do one more. Okay, I'm going to show you this same method done a little differently. Okay. Again, we're going to get our filling. Like so. Okay. More towards the top. Let's go ahead, close it, tuck it in, and then just press it down in the ends, just like so. Again, let's take our pastry cutter here and we're gonna slice it. I just wanted you to see the method one more time. But there's a twist to this one. So now I'm gonna turn it so you guys can see how we're gonna fold it. Again, we're just gonna bring it in like so. Now this here, I'm gonna make it like so. Put it down. And then what we're gonna do is I have some peppercorn here.
Put some peppercorn in there. So it kind of looks like a little caterpillar or a worm, I don't know. And the other thing is you can even fill these up with Nutella if you like, for like kids' birthday parties and stuff. And then I have an idea. Let's see if this works. I've done this once before in the past, so let's see if this is gonna work. Okay, this is a little bit tricky, so we just wanna make it like a roti, like so. Okay, now we're gonna add our filling in the middle. Okay. Now I'm gonna come around and I'm gonna make slits on the end here. All around. Okay. And I'm going to come around and I'm just going to press. And it doesn't have to be a unified, you know, it just, once it bakes up, it's gonna look really nice. I'm just gonna take out just a little bit of the filling here. And then for this one, I'm going to do that. Take some peppercorns and stuff it right there in the middle. And then what you could do is let's go ahead and put our egg wash on it. And I'll show you how else you can decorate these. Okay. So I just have some egg yolks here because I want them to come out dark and really shiny. So I just want to make sure you got the egg wash on the whole thing. Now, I'm just going to show you a couple variations that you could do. You can take some of the parsley and just put it on top, just like so. The other thing you could do is we've got sumac. You can add a little bit of sumac on top. Same thing with this one.
just to give it a little bit of a different variation. I'm gonna complete putting the egg wash on there. I'm gonna stick it in the oven. So I got these out of the oven. They were in there for about 18 minutes. And look at how beautiful they look. I'm gonna go ahead and start plating it. I did something a little different. You can even roll it up big and then add whatever you want and then just make the slits on top and you're gonna come up with that. So let's get this down here. Look at how this looks. It looks something different just by wrapping it up in different ways. And then look at how this one came out. Looks like flowers right there. And look at our caterpillar. It looks so cute. And you can serve this dish up with some tamarind chutney or any type of chutney that you would like to serve it up with. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope to see you here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.